Beyonce. On a rainy day. The other way.
A rainy day podcast.
What is up, fam? And thank you for your patience. You will be joining Christy,
me,
and Nick on another rainy day podcast. One day late.
Thank you for your patience.
Yeah. Had some things going on that I couldn't get around, so we had to push it. But we're here to give you our usual take as our marital exercise, as us just sitting in front of each other talking. So, welcome. Let's do this. Betsy, shall we? Thank you, Betsy, for the news. Okay. This is just in. Big Ed, in his full narcissistic self, has put his face on his skin on his calf. Now,
wait, like a tattoo?
Yeah,
a
tattoo.
No.
He has branded his own face on his skin.
Nope. I don't. What?
It's over the top. It's too much. Like the guy, like you.
You can put your mom's face. You can put your child's face. You can put your brother's face. You can put your own sister's face. But you don't put your own face.
That cartoon little sticker thing.
Logo. I'll even take your own name, but you don't put your own.
You put your own name on your body?
I don't judge it.
Wow.
It's something to tattoo.
Anyway.
But your face? Are you serious?
That's what she said.
Boy.
Rebecca, of Rebecca and Ziad, she quit smoking cold turkey. She was tired of spending the money and the smell. No. Good for her.
That's great.
No.
I smoked in college, so.
What is up with them? I don't even know. Are they like done? Are they like?
No.
She coming over? Or is he coming over?
He's coming over.
I don't.
We just got the COVID.
I haven't heard anything. Oh, yeah. Okay. The COVID's kind of slowing.
Yeah.
Okay. There's some rumors that Luis of Molly and Luis, her ex.
I did read this.
Has been deported.
Goodbye.
Or is on her way to be deported. Or has been already.
Don't let the door hit you on the way out.
He was married. He got married.
Okay.
But now he's getting.
He's a butt face. I don't like him.
Yeah, he was portrayed question like his character. Was
okay, sure. Yeah,
he didn't like Buddhas. All right, Debbie of Colton.
He didn't
Debbie.
Like owls.
He didn't like a lot of things. One then Molly. Debbie won $3,000 at the casino.
Yay! Well, how much did she spend though?
I don't know. How much? Yeah, that's true. You can win $2,000 and, you know, like.
Woohoo! And then you've also spent
$10,000. Right? What do you think she won $3,000 on?
Slots.
For sure?
Like no, but I'm guessing slots.
Yeah, I'd probably say like 90%.
Oh, you don't know?
I don't. I'd probably be like bingo.
Oh, it's definitely slots.
Could it be bingo?
No, it's slots.
You don't think Debbie plays bingo?
Oh, I definitely think she plays bingo. I don't think she won 3K in bingo.
I never played bingo.
Can you win 3,000? Do I think she played like some of the like fancy games? No.
Have you ever played bingo?
Yes.
At the casino?
Yeah.
How much can you win?
Okay. I've played a lot of bingo in college.
Why?
Because it's so much fun. In college.
You said my bingo is fun.
You never played bingo?
I played bingo, but like not like. I'm not like exhilarated by bingo.
Let's table this because I'm going to talk to you about all the bingo.
Are you talking about daubers and multiple cards?
Did you call them doppers?
Daubers? That's what they call
daubers, not doppers.
Whatever the fuck. There's stupid name. You probably you love that name, daubers.
Bingo's fun. there's some fun bingo places around here.
All right, anyway.
But anyway.
So, Stacy of Stacy and Darcy. Darcy and Stacy. Florian, her man, came over to Connecticut and got married in late April.
Married to who?
Stacy.
Oh, okay.
Married some other chick in Vegas. No, in Connecticut with a justice of the peace.
Okay. Good interesting.
Congratulations for that.
He's a two-face.
What?
He does not look the same.
Oh. I feel so disconnected because I'm like, I've not keeping up with Stacey and Darcy. I'm not keeping up with HEA. So it's like, I'm like reading this news. Like I literally am like Bill O'Reilly. I feel like, you know, like
that is it for us.
I literally feel like I'm just reading some shit.
I keep up with, and I've said this before, because I listen to Pink Shade, and that's how I know my HEA news.
No, I don't listen to any of that shit.
But
that's probably what I would hold my hat, put my head up.
Okay.
I feel disconnected.
Well, you should connect. It's too much. Why? Why?
I don't know. It's too much effort and time and shit.
Well, here's the deal. News break from Christy. That's not the right music, but
what?
I want the.
What are you talking about?
That's right.
The full news. That's like,
yeah, I have a breaking news story. Breaking news. Listen, last week Nick made the proclamation that he is not interested in this program anymore.
Yeah, I'm not.
Okay, I was not cool with that, but then I know we're married, so we have to compromise. And guess what the compromise is?
Let me finish. Because you're going to be announcing shit that I have been agreed with. I said I'd come home and talk to you about it. You're about to say something that we didn't get to discuss.
We are finishing this season. No.
That's what I said.
Yeah. And this season is taking a break until October. And therefore, it was very clear in all the advertisements that this is a break in the season. It's not a new season.
I'm like, that's a petty corner. That's something. I don't like that.
So this is what I think. You're going to take a break because it sounds like, I think next week is like going to be the last one, and then there's going to be like a month break. Nick can get his break on. Oh, it's
okay. Then at the end of the season.
And then he's going to miss it.
No. Then the podcast hat.
Why?
I'm disconnected.
It's hurting my feelings.
I love you. I love us, but I just don't like I'm like not into the subject matter anymore. I just don't feel connected with the characters anymore. I don't feel connected with the whole thing.
We can finish this season and then see who the next characters are.
I don't want to.
They might be really good.
Anyway, we've totally lost track. We derailed this whole thing. I'm sorry. My apologies.
This is dumb.
Devin is upset that the identity of Drusilla's dad has been disclosed. She said it could put the family in danger.
See, and you do care about this. Because listen, care about this.
I am Bill O'Reilly reading this shit off the paper. Betsy did this for us.
You read this, though.
I just found out today. She had a restraining order out for him since 2015.
I'm gonna have to jazz this up a little bit for you, like start getting you back in. I'm gonna pull you back, baby.
Ji-hoon. Don't worry about it. Speaking of Devin, Ji-hoon announced on IG that there will be a divorce between Devin and himself.
No. And we're gonna pretend like we don't know that when we talk about them, though, right?
I guess so. We always do. We always just play game of disbelief.
Yes, that's the joy of this program. Annoys the
shit out of me sometimes. Anyway. She's gonna spend summers in Korea so that Ji-hoon can be with her son.
I was worried about that.
His son. Devin is dating someone new right now. Mm-hmm. This guy, Topher Park. He's a Korean actor, singer, model.
I did see him with his top off.
Shirt off, yeah. Mm. LA based.
It's not bad.
We commented on the fact that everybody has a flavor. And hers is clear. Mm-hmm. Devin also in the news again with Ashley. She's in a little bit of a feud. Way back in the day, Devin was asked about Jay's tattooing skills, and she was like, well, he's kind of trash compared to the tattoo artists here in Korea. Now, if I'm not messing up some kind of cultural something, like saying that is like the original area of tattoo artistry, starting with the tapping of the ink in the...
I don't think...
I'm not in Korea, obviously, but...
Not in the
nowhere
United
near
States.
Here.
Yeah, like so nothing... Yeah.
Obviously, I'm not. Mm-hmm. Anyway. So she says the tattoo artists in Korea are amazing, and Jay's skills are far from that, which is like a very fair statement. Now that Ashley and Jay are back on terms and Ashley seems to have put some money into Jay's new tattoo studio, she seemed like she wants to comment. Mm. And she's like, you know, hey, why don't you go back to your OnlyFans and raising money for your fake tits? You couldn't put money.
What?
Yeah. You couldn't feed your family a year ago. So why don't you just pipe down?
Excuse me?
All true statements. 100% true. Excuse me. They're not. She's not telling any lies.
Ashley is not telling lies.
No, that's true. Same. She's go. Devin was about on OnlyFans. Devin did try to raise money for fake tits. Boobs, she's trying to raise money for fake tits. 100% true. And maybe it's true that she couldn't feed her family a year. I don't know if that's actually true.
Ashley's a jerk.
Probably. That's fine.
I'm on Devin's side.
That's your opinion. But anyway,
I will say that in the sand.
Soldier boy, who is now a free soldier man. Is thirsting for Brit. He's thirsting for Brittany.
Brittany? Oh. Yeah.
He's calling her baby girl Brittany.
Excuse me?
Mm-hmm.
BGB?
I wonder if how Lisa feels about that. No, she's
BGB.
She's canceled from TLC, so I don't really know how loud her megaphone's going to be.
She just posts on Instagram just pictures of men.
So okay. What's wrong with that?
Unfollow her. I just don't understand.
Mute her.
Well, it's...
If you don't want to see...
Our channel, so I didn't know.
I don't care. Like I said, I barely look at that shit.
You're on a lull. Let's just be honest. You're just in a lull. Oh, God, let's stop bringing it back. Pull you back in.
Stephanie, she was getting questioned about her income and how she makes so much, like how much
it's
money.
All
she
the OnlyFans, right?
She posted her revenue from 8/1 to 8/14. How much do you think she made in a half a month?
Too much.
In a half a month.
Too much.
$34,000.
Yeah. On doing what?
Whatever the fuck she does. I don't know.
Is it on OnlyFans, the booby site?
Hey.
I'll show my boobs for $30,000 if you really want to see them. Trust me, I've had a kid. It's not pretty.
Hold on a second. You'd really?
For if you want me to show my
would
boobs.
Would you ask me first? I'd hope.
Would I, excuse me, ask you for what? Permission?
Wait, maybe you
wouldn't want me for 15 days. I show my boobies for 15 days and get $34,000.
You would discuss with me you posting your boobs online?
I would
online?
Tell you, hey, here's what I'm planning to do. Would I ask okay. you?
Well, wait. What if I didn't say, hey, I'm going to sling my schlang around for 5 to 15 days and then I'm
for $34,000? Go ahead. I'm sorry. It's
you
just
not,
a picture.
You would not.
Oh, how about this? Show your boobs. What's it? Like showing my vagina, different. Showing my boobs? Why can a man show his boobs and I can't?
Show my scrotum or something? Is that okay?
No, show your chest for $34,000. I'll show mine. What's the difference? There's a difference between genitalia and boobies.
This has been so off. This is like the worst news we've ever done.
But you know what? You're just done with this. So like, what? Why I'm flying free now? Oh my God.
Why? You honestly said we were not going to talk about it anymore too. You said that. He's like. You said it once. Don't say it again. We're just going to disappear. Because
I don't think you're really.
I'm dead serious.
I am not.
I am. Anyway. Last but not least, Asuelu's sisters posted some receipts of Asuelu sending money to them.
Good. So then don't complain, B.
I don't know the storyline, so I can't say.
Okay.
Well. Thank you.
You're feisty.
Well, you're pushing me.
Well, here's why. I'm a little bit... all puffed up on I picked the songs for tonight.
Yeah, that's true. As we said last week, Christy had all week and a day to pick the song for this week.
I didn't have all week. I had to watch the episode.
Oh, well, I said you had all week to
pick
music.
Yeah, I could pick songs before I saw the episode, and that wouldn't have been as good. Some of my songs are related to the episode.
Well, so this is what happens. I've somehow, I don't know how I missed Pillow Talk last week. It happened. I was informed that it happened. I could not find it on the TLC Go website. I think I've better navigated it this week and found where I could probably have seen it. But anyway.
That's fine.
I have clips again this week. And I have clipped out the 5 songs that Christy has given me. Now, I know the name of the song, what songs they are, but I don't have a damn clue where any of these songs are going.
I feel like they're so obvious.
They're
I can't even
so
see it.
So not obvious at all. Mm. Inform the public on your theme.
Oh, all of these songs, I boxed myself into 90s. Because that is
the
my
era.
That is my era. That was my day. So all of these songs are from the 90s. So as I was going through this, it was really easy for like 2. And then I was like, God damn, why did I pick like a box for myself? But it was kind of fun.
These are stretches, by the way. I don't know.
Oh,
don't,
they are not
they
stretches.
They are definitely stretches. Because there's no way I can't pick.
Are you kidding?
None of them.
You're lying.
I'm dead
these
serious.
These are so obvious.
They're not.
Okay.
your explanation, because you'll have to.
I'm going to.
When I picked the music, it was clear. It was like, oh, yep, that's definitely.
Okay.
You know what?
Listen.
Okay. No.
These will be obvious for everyone listening.
Let's do this. Okay, ready? Yeah. So there's five couples. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Obviously, everybody at home can count. I'm going to play the song. And then I want the listener to say, to comment on our IG post, how many out of five that they got before.
I felt like these were so obvious. It was disclosed. Like, I was going to get made fun of for being so obvious.
So are you on board with what I'm saying?
Yes,
so
100%.
You comment 2 out of 5, okay. 1 out of 5.
Are you going to make a post on the Instagrams?
I'll post something. I don't know. I got made fun of for my day late post.
It was ugly.
It was pretty bad.
But thank you for doing that.
But anyway, okay. So,
all right.
I'm just going to play a song.
I'm kind of excited. I have like
then I'm going to try to guess.
Tummy. Okay.
Okay, you ready?
Mm-hmm.
Right. Mouse is dead. All right, here we go. Ready?
Mm-hmm.
You can't touch this.
Now,
you can't touch this.
We all know what the song is. MC Hammer. Can't touch this.
You can't touch this.
Obvious.
There's no, it's not obvious at all. What is obvious about this? Nothing is obvious.
Okay. Somebody wanted to go home with someone to come home with them, and that person said no, because he's a virgin.
Obviously, Brittany is on now.
Yeah,
that is how
you can't touch this. I was torn between that and I want to sex you up.
Okay, well,
50-50, and then I just went with that because that's our son's favorite song.
I guarantee 20%.
Not I want to sex you
20%
up.
20%
of the audience. I'm just.
Nobody would guess it. Can't touch this for Britney Zone. Maybe they did. Okay. Maybe. Okay.
He was saying you can't touch this.
Yeah. It was funny when I heard it and she said somebody got all up in his feelings about the post. Because it was a post that somebody got pissed about in this whole.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
And then I was like, oh, we should play Drake in my feelings.
No.
No.
That's not the tact I took.
Baby. Anyway, so then. The whole thing about this clip is that this portion, this episode is Brittany has made a post online.
Well, this is where it started.
And
she's been there 3 weeks, by the way.
Yeah. And tagged Dizon.
She posted what? She didn't tag him.
Mm-hmm.
No. No.
His whole family
this was
saying
not,
they have a picture.
She didn't tag a picture with him with her bikini. She tagged him in something and they dug.
Oh, they dug into it. Yeah. They dug into it and then they found this picture.
And it was like extended family is what we learn.
Yeah. Mm. And
there's a picture of her in a bikini. Big GD deal.
Okay, let's play the clip.
Okay.
His whole family is saying they have a picture of me naked.
Jesus, not Lord naked. Have mercy. Just making more and more sense why he wants her.
So the picture is of her and her friend with their backsides facing the camera turned around
with bottoms on. Yeah. They're not naked.
They got pretty big booty.
If you're going to be a Muslim woman,
you can't do that.
Probably can't do that. And remember last week or a couple weeks ago, her dad was like, you're going to delete all your Instagrams or your social media. And she didn't know what he was saying. Cause she didn't speak the language. And he's on. It's like, yeah. Mm-hmm, yep.
To a Muslim man or woman, that's definitely naked.
Not to Britney.
So badly to be Muslim.
Somebody who don't respect Islam.
Is gossip being a part of Islam?
I like that.
So you text me that you don't want to marry me or be with me because your parents were saying stuff.
I'm doing that before my parents.
You said I was going to delete it. Yeah. I didn't say I was going to delete anything. I leave my social media up on purpose just to show them that I don't care what they say. I'm going to lead my own life.
They will never work out.
Your life. You're just not going to live with their son.
Yeah.
Stay at my place tonight.
He wouldn't last 2 seconds.
I just have a hard time believing they haven't had sex yet. But if they really
haven't.
He's
not a virgin. Let's talk about that for a second.
Oh, my God.
I would bet my bottom dollar he is not. The way they were looking at each other when she's like, come to my place.
Oh, yeah, of course.
And he's like, no, I can't.
Why would you ask me that on camera?
Don't do it on camera.
And the way she says it at the end, she's like, oh, yeah.
He's a virgin.
And it's like, yeah. And she like rolls her eyes and it's like, yeah.
I mean,
to make sure she knows what she's dealing with.
Exactly.
Luckily,
Yezhan's parents are super strict, and they would probably kill him if they found out he had sex, so.
But he did.
Yeah, Yezhan is a virgin.
You just don't know that I believe that. I do.
I'm surprised to hear he's a virgin, but.
You don't believe that?
I don't know. I'm not sure.
She's a very interesting girl to lose your virginity to. I will say, like.
Yeah, no, that's not true.
What's not true?
He's not a virgin.
No, of course he's not. But he did say, you can't touch this.
Okay.
It was a good song choice. I'm going to stick by
it. Scenes from the next.
Gets even better.
Yezhan and Brittany.
When you want to throw it?
You know, my sister is having her baby. I'm not completely.
She wants to go to Chicago. She wants to travel. She wants to leave.
I'm just not telling him the full truth of why I'm going to Chicago.
Hmm. Is it to get a divorce? Oh, yeah. Wait, you haven't told him. They're still married.
And next couple. All apologies, Nirvana. Now, who the fuck says their apology? Who's apologizing? Like,
who is the king of apologies?
Yeah, but who's it's Jihoon.
Yeah, it's Jihoon.
Okay, so what is Jihoon apologizing for right now?
This is his whole essence is the apology.
Seriously?
Yeah.
No.
Yeah.
No,
some of these songs are
No.
I should have prefaced with this. Some of these songs are particular to this episode, and some are just essence of the human. This man, don't fight me on this.
Nope.
Okay, what song would you have picked for this episode?
For this one? Let's see, what happens? Let's see.
I'll tell you what my second choice was, specific to this.
What was your second choice?
Was No Doubt, Don't Speak. Because Mama told her not to talk.
That would have been better.
Well, but I thought, you know what? I'm putting in Nirvana because Nirvana's my favorite.
Nirvana is your favorite. But yeah, that's
okay.
Survey says.
I think it's a good one because he is so full of apologies.
Okay. I'm not.
And I wanted a Nirvana song, so.
Let's start cooking.
Oh, I hate these translators. I hate them. There's always expectations when cooking with mothers.
Yes. And they very rarely met.
That is a huge carrot.
It was a weird carrot. Okay.
The way she said that is like totally.
That is a huge carrot. It was. I was offended by the carrot. I looked for a song about a carrot. I couldn't find one. From the 90s.
My anaconda don't want.
Okay. Oh, excuse me. Are you just trying to.
That's a 90s song?
That's not about a carrot.
It's Big Butts. He said missing anaconda.
Not about a carrot. Okay, so
let me back up. That could have been Brittany Nassan.
Okay, let me back up. She's been 1 week in Korea. 1 week. And this is, so there's a 100-day birthday party for Taeyang. And this is like a sad, like sweet thing. Like in Korea, South Korea, there's a tradition of, because a lot of babies didn't live to 100 days. And so when your baby lives to be 100 days, it's a huge deal. So it's a party. It's a big deal. It's a tradition, and I think it's great. And so they're going to, first stop is going to Jihoon's parents' house for Devin to cook with Mama Jihoon.
Mm-hmm.
So my favorite part was Jihoon is like, I'm going to go take Drusilla out. And everyone's like,
hold on tight.
Mean, hold her hand. Don't let her run in the street. He won't. Ay, ay, ay. So they start cooking together. Mom and mother.
Mama Jihoon, Devin, and the translator.
And the translator, which, god damn it, I love it.
Rich fucks up a couple of times.
My favorite F-up was when Devin asks, what is expected of a Korean daughter-in-law? And then mom's answer in her language was, I don't expect a lot. And the translators said, without much hope.
Yeah.
That was like,
how do you know when it's failing or not? Like,
you don't. This translator works perfectly sometimes. This is what's so weird about this. It's like, sometimes it's like point on point. And then sometimes it's like, whoo.
No good.
Okay.
She can't cut a carrot.
Okay.
Cutting doesn't matter. Shape doesn't matter because it all tastes the same anyway.
Oh, shots fired.
What is expected out of a Korean daughter-in-law?
한국인 며느리에게서 예상되는 거.
인사만 해주면 고맙겠어.
I'd appreciate it if you only say hello.
That was the don't speak.
Yo, bossio.
Now we gotta learn thank you too.
I'm very anxious about meeting Jihoon's family. Just want to be able to relax and enjoy the party and not have to worry about what people think
about.
It's
a party. You have to like be on.
Can I tell a story?
Good.
Okay. I hope this doesn't bother you, but I was married once before and I had a mother-in-law and I was very, very young, early 20s and way too young. And I was cooking dinner with her. And you know my cooking skills are
phenomenal.
So I was in charge of cutting up the broccoli. Okay. And then onion, I think. So
she had a head of broccoli? Like a full head?
Yeah, full head of broccoli. I learned that you're supposed to peel the skin off the broccoli.
What?
Because.
What?
Yeah. Her boys don't like the skin. Okay. Her boys, meaning the person I was married to, not you, and the father-in-law. Ooh, boy. And then I cut the
skin?
You're supposed to peel it. What and I get skin? It.
What's on it's a stalk?
Fine. Yeah. I mean, sure. But what are you okay. About? I never heard of that before. But okay.
What is that?
And then I cut the onions up and I was told that it was an embarrassment because my pieces were not the same size.
Hold on a second. Embarrassment to who?
To myself, I think.
So her mother-in-law told you that you're basically an embarrassment.
It's embarrassing because my
onions
were not
the same size.
The same size. And apparently you're supposed to. And so I'm with Devin here. This is my whole point is like, don't matter.
Oh,
it all cooks up. It all cooks up. Yeah, it might cook at a little different speed. Some might be crunchier than others if they're big. It's okay.
All right.
Yeah. So that was like, I just was like feeling like, oh, I've been here.
Skin off broccoli. Like, I don't know how to peel broccoli.
My boys don't.
Come on. Anyway, whatever. Next.
I appreciate your mom.
She never told me that.
Do I need to do anything else?
You never spent any time in the kitchen with my mom.
Yeah. I helped her clean.
But you haven't cooked with her.
No.
No, you're not. I don't think you would, probably.
I helped her clean. Yeah, I have more to say. You're done with the Devin and Jihoon?
Well, it's all the clip I have.
Oh. Well, so we got to go to the party.
Oh, yeah, that's true. Grandma.
So, first of all, Devin's mom still pissed off at Jihoon.
Devin's mom? I'm kind of over Alicia.
I thought she was gone because she wasn't around for the first half of this.
Super
and then
she's dramatic.
This,
like, yeah, I don't need you anymore. Dramatic. You're like, come on.
So she's like, I'm gonna set it aside for Taehyung and like just be happy, grandma. Great.
I think that she's playing this character that's like bigger than like just too much.
Okay. A lot of this is fake, let's be honest. But I love
fake,
it. I
like
love every minute of it, and I'm not
as
ever
a
gonna
as
give
a character, she's turning it too high, I think.
So what I loved is okay, so they get to wear traditional dress. And so Drusilla gets to pick out her dress. So at that, what I wrote in my notes was like, oh my God, as a child, I would have loved this. But then Devin comes out in her traditional dress and I realize, oh no, no, I would love this today, right this minute, if I could put on
oh my God.
One of these outfits. They were gorgeous. So Devin's meeting Jihoon's extended family for the first time.
Right, right.
And big deal was to meet grandma. So first question was like, hey grandma, will you accept Drusilla as your great grandchild? And then there was like dun 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 commercial, you know, and then comes back and she's like, yeah, of course, like, yeah. And so that was wonderful. And then the aunties, there's always the aunties were like skeptical, but they're like, oh, once we met the baby, like, we're in. Yeah, Devin's great. She's great. And then, you know what? My favorite part of this whole GD episode was when Jihoon's mom was like, I mean, she smiled. She doesn't usually smile, but it was nice to see her smile. Like, you have to throw shade.
All the time.
Whatever you do, mom.
Well, come on. She's protecting her little kid.
Protecting him from what?
Evil Devin and Alicia.
Paying his bills and, like, taking care of his children.
Wow.
Okay.
Wow.
I like him. I really like Jihoon, but, like, I feel like mommy didn't do him any favors in life.
I could agree with you on that one. All right. Where are we at?
That's it.
That's it? All right, yep. Scenes for the next.
I'm leaving here terrified. I feel like I'm leaving them in the hands of a 16-year-old boy.
You are, pretty much.
And right. Mom.
Yeah, and mom, true. All right, next. Well, we're down to three more, so let's see.
Do you know these at least?
I know the songs.
But do you know, you really don't know. Like, you're lying to me.
No. All right.
Come on.
This one has to be Ken and Armando.
Yes.
Okay. But I don't think...
I struggled with this quite a bit.
Can you feel the love tonight?
Can you feel the love tonight?
They're going to get tacos and pee in a toilet that doesn't flush?
It's them. What I wanted to do... I mean, my first... I'm just going to share. Because of that GDPOS that walked by and said a slur, I wanted to do a song about him, which I had several. One of them being like Loser by Beck, 90s. But I said, I'm not going to give that POS my song.
Oh, boy.
I'm going to give my song to Kenneth Armando. And what song, like, this song is like, to me, it makes my heart smile because our son loves this song. And so, and also, Can You Feel the Love Tonight? Because these two love each other. And F the people that are going to be
all right, cool.
Horrible.
Let's go.
That's all. Okay. So, Kenneth Armando and Kenneth's daughters go to the taco stand.
Mm-hmm. They're going to get some real authentic Mexican food.
There is something called head meat.
Which, yeah.
Or, do you think they'd have vegetarian for me?
No. I don't think nothing. I don't think if you're there, I would be you're screwed. Not, you're screwed. You're
like, I mean,
do you want some guacamole?
And then, yes. And by the way, Kenneth doesn't like guacamole. This is the only thing. And I will probably.
Guacamole.
I will probably have.
I think it's how it goes.
Nothing. No, I don't know what you're talking about.
What?
No, I never heard of it.
Oh my God.
Okay. Listen, I'm just going to say this right now. I think this guacamole thing is the only thing that I don't understand about Kenneth. But.
How have you not ever heard the guacamole song?
Where would I have heard it? Where is it played?
You've never heard this meme? This like this?
No. Peel the avocado. Peel the avocado. No. Peel the avocado. Peel the avocado. Okay. We're real random. Guacamole. Guacamole. Never heard this in my life. Sorry.
This is old lady dancing.
Nope. Saying, never heard it in my life.
Yeah, if you don't know what I'm talking about, Google Dr. Jean guacamole song and you'll figure it out.
Okay. But Dr. Jean.
How in the world?
Okay, so let's get to the taco stand. So they sit at a picnic table and then Kenneth needs to use the bathroom.
After he's eating taco.
After they order, yeah.
I really thought he was going to go light it up like number two, but yeah, obviously.
I'm going to talk about that because number one, this whole little piece was for drama and some sort of thing.
Because
they're the perfect couple. There is nothing of anything. What? And so now let's just talk about the toilet.
Are you kidding
me? What's the drama here? Really? They're perfect and wonderful.
Exactly,
and I love them.
Why I'm putting this whole show on pause because it's fabricated drama.
I love every minute of it.
Because Ken was like, I really gotta go, right? He's like, I gotta go. His face was like, I really. And if somebody says I gotta go like that,
no, I agree with that.
You're just gonna deal with whatever you see.
What? Yeah, you're, and I'm just gonna argue because he's like, goes and sees the toilet, and he's like, wait, there's no water in it. What do I do? If you have to pee and exactly, you're a man,
just fucking pee in this
heart. You just pee in it. So this was the drama part where he has to get Armando to come show him like how to do the bucket and the water. That's for poo poo. You don't need water if you're just going to be a peer, and especially a boy peer. Yeah. You could pee on the side of the building if you wanted to.
Yeah.
I mean, don't, but you could. So that's why I'm like, this is all scripted. Right?
Way, of course. 100%. And the way he pours the fucking water in there, he has to put toilet paper on his hand, pick up the bucket.
I mean, and would you pick up the bucket?
Fuck yeah. Why not?
Because it's a poo-poo bucket?
So what?
Oh, I wouldn't. I would
just
not.
Pick it up, dump it in there, and then...
I would probably cry, and I would probably want to go home, but...
What?
Oh, I didn't want greens. Guacamole. I don't eat guacamole.
How you gonna move to Mexico and you don't eat guacamole?
Where's the bathroom? Molly. Is there one here?
Guacamole.
I promise you, you do not want to do it.
Oh, boy.
Uh-oh. Well, there's a little bit of pee in there. Come
it
on.
Probably stinks in there. There's no ventilation.
Now,
he could just pee right
you
on
get
it.
Get that bucket.
You could take a dump.
Get some water.
Who cares?
Oh, I feel like the water is for the poop.
God.
To flush the
make
poop.
Make sure it's high up.
Yeah.
I don't know. You have to put the water.
No, in. Don't be a PDA. Oh, you got to throw the water all over you.
What just happened?
What just happened?
What was that? So I don't know if you heard, but that guy, he actually just said in Spanish, "Adios."
All right,
they said a homophobic.
Now, the guy passes by and says this, and then they get into the car literally in the same shot, like the shot behind
the table.
No, so the shot is of the two girls, the two daughters, and if I'm not mistaken, they get into the car literally in that shot.
No, but they're still at the table.
The people who walk by got into the car behind them.
Okay.
And didn't leave. They started the car, turned the lights, and were just sitting there.
What's the point? They're jerks, and they're trying to be jerks.
Yeah.
I would be like the daughter, like, I would want to go fight. I wouldn't, because I'm not strong.
Oh. Don't let it hurt your feelings.
It's just ridiculous. People are so blind.
I feel horrible for them.
People are horrible.
Why can't people just live and let live?
This is making me doubt how affectionate I am willing to be in public in the future.
Yep. Probably set you back a few.
Damn it. He was getting comfortable, too.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's basically
it's just sad. Like, one word from one POS.
Could totally.
Horrid piece of garbage that should be.
Set your relationship back your shoe, like 2 or 3 years.
That can set you back like that. And yeah. Like you can have all the love in the world and then this one. And that's like in life. Like one bad thing. Like somebody says something mean to you. And it's like. It kind of. It unfortunately erases all the nice. People could say 27 nice things. And then one person that's like.
Hurt people.
Yeah,
hurt
but
people.
You're fat. Or yeah, but you're this or that. Yeah. And that you just will fixate on the negative thing. Yeah, exactly. And I hate that.
Human brain is wired that way.
But this person is a POS, and I
okay.
want you to know that.
Scene to the next, Kenny and Armando.
We're driving to meet Armando's family.
I am nervous, though.
I do worry that because of me, it maybe put him in a position where he has to choose me over his family.
Yeah, probably.
Well, no, he's choosing his life. Over what someone wants for him that isn't him. He is who he is. He's not choosing.
Well, what if his family doesn't want to be with him because he's choosing to be who he is?
That it's not about Kenneth. It's about Armando. Armando is who Armando is. It's not about Kenneth.
Armando's going to be choosing.
To live
to
who
not,
he is.
To not see his family anymore, basically.
No, no. His family would be choosing not to see him.
Okay.
He's choosing to be who he is and love who he loves.
You really think it's that simple?
Yes.
So if you make a choice.
I am choosing to. Let's use us. Luckily, we both have families that are very accepting of a lot of things that some families aren't. Mm-hmm. Let's say I love you, which I do. And my family.
Just pretend.
And my family was like, oh, I don't want you to marry that person because he's black.
Yeah. Okay, then you'd be choosing me.
No,
over.
I'm No, I'm not choosing. I'm choosing who I love.
But you're choosing not to see your family anymore.
Nope, they're choosing not to see me.
Because you made a choice.
Nope, they're choosing that. I would see them if they were willing to accept me.
I know, but if you obviously know that if you made a different choice, they would. You would still.
But I'm making my choice. They're making their choice. Is my point. I'm not making a choice for them. They can choose whatever they want to choose.
You could spin that on almost any argument. That this logic.
I really, for real, I don't understand your argument right now.
I'm not going to argue with you because it's kind of silly.
But... And our families are completely cool.
Yeah, this is not a problem we have.
Not at all. But there are people that struggle with that. And it's like, it's not about the couple that's in love.
It's about how society is perceiving them. Whatever their problems are.
It's the other people's problems.
Yeah, exactly.
Not the people that love each other.
Right. But so the people that love each other make a decision.
No, they don't make a decision. They love you. I don't make a decision to love you. I love you.
Right. We made a choice.
Do you make a decision to love our son? No, you love our son. Period. So.
All right. But yeah, me walking out in the wild with our son, people look at me and they're like, okay, that person made a decision. He obviously does not have the same race wife or mom.
Okay.
Yeah.
So?
So I get it.
I don't know what your point is. I'm sorry. I'm not trying to be argumentative.
No, but just like people will look at you and make it's like, oh, that guy has an interracial marriage.
Same with me. That's fine.
Yes. But it's the same way as them doing PDA in the public. People are like, oh, nope. These people have made a decision. They're going to be together as lovers.
Sure. Why do you have to say something?
No, you don't. Keep your mouth shut. If you don't have nothing nice to say, don't say anything at all, right? That's what your mom's supposed to teach you.
Well, these people obviously were raised by...
Hurt people hurt jerks. People.
Yeah, hurt people do hurt people. But I'm not going to feel bad for that.
No, POS. Hell no. Anyway, okay. Next. Scenes from the next. Okay. Kenny Armando.
We're driving to meet Armando's family.
I am nervous, though.
I do worry that because of me, and maybe put him in a position where he has to choose me over his family.
It's a bit just a different way to say it. Like, you're saying choose love, who he wants to be.
Who he wants, who he is. It's not, you don't choose, no, so
You're saying.
He is who he is. His family gets to choose whether or not to accept that. Armando's not making a choice. He is who he is. As I am who I am.
Fine.
You are who you are. Fine. And then the family can just... I chose to like boys. It could have been different.
Next.
I didn't choose. I just do. And sometimes I wonder...
Next couple.
Why? Because boys are frustrating. You didn't start from the beginning.
Yes, I did. Mm-mm. Too short, want to be a gangster? That is definitely the beginning.
No. Okay, I didn't hear that.
What the hell is this? Who the hell is a gangster? Tim and...
Nope. Ari's mom is the positive gangster. Oh,
God. Are you serious? Wow.
Okay. Oh, God. What?
One line in the...
Yeah, because it was so funny. It stuck out.
Oh, boy. Okay.
I think it was good. See, this is what I deal with, people. I can't do anything right around here. I had a lot. Actually, I had a lot of songs for these guys.
I got 0 for 0 so far. There's no, like, I have 0 for 4. I've not gotten any of these.
Now, you know what the next one is, and the next one's my best.
And it makes no sense at all.
What?
That makes no sense.
The next, oh.
Anyway, so let's see. Ari, we're saying goodbye, right?
Right, mom's leaving.
Yes, mom is Janice's.
But let's just preface with mom is coming back in a couple weeks with dad.
With bringing gifts.
Bringing dad to, because the baby's going to be born.
Yeah.
Okay.
Second thoughts about having the baby here. Don't be embarrassed. Just call me.
Yeah.
And I'll send you a ticket.
Okay. I feel like a lot of pressure to not leave him because, you know, I don't want him to feel like everyone abandons him.
I met Benjamin, and now I'm going to meet baby.
Yeah,
the baby, but the real baby.
See, with mom being there, it was still having a piece of home with you. Now mommy's leaving, reality's hitting.
Yeah, she's like, oh crap.
With my mom leaving, the reality of being here in Ethiopia alone hits me like a ton of bricks.
She doesn't think forward.
The emotional support system is
leaving. Plus, she's pregnant and hormonal.
True.
She's not ready for any of this. Like, having her mother there was, like, definitely...
But did you not clip the mom saying...
No.
Positive no. gangster? She's a positive gangster. That was so funny. It was hilarious. So, mom leaves. Ari's really sad.
I have one more clip at the end.
Okay.
No. We can talk about the, like, that part.
Well... That's all I have on that. And then they go and walk in the park. Ari and Binyam.
All right, we'll play that part.
My mom left, and now I'm here on my own with my mom around. Life was more like a vacation, and all of a sudden I feel really overwhelmed with the fact that I'm here to stay.
I know your mother, she saw your friend, you know?
Yeah, well, you need to be my friend.
Yes, I will. I'm your best friend, okay?
He's so nice.
He is very nice.
Me and baby really have to ready. Make an effort to get to know each other again.
No clue.
You know, being alone because we haven't seen each other.
Yeah, keep in mind that he doesn't look anything like what she left.
Who cares about that? Just because he had dreads?
And lost like a few pounds. It's not as big. It's not like a.
He's still adorable.
He's cute.
For a long time.
I know. So we have problem like communication.
He only knows like three that, words.
Dreads
emotions,
are not going to make a woman feel comfortable.
If, what are you talking about?
Dreads, like, you think that's going to be, like, the make the difference?
If I shaved my dreads off
I would
tomorrow,
love...
you would flip.
No, I wouldn't.
Out.
I would be like, whoa.
You, yeah.
That's
if I,
new.
If I
but
shaved.
But would I be like, he, oh, I don't want to be alone with you.
Shave my face.
That's what she's basically saying. Oh, wow. I don't
know. You might be like, oh, this is a strange man. Who is this man?
Sometimes you shave your beard off, and yeah. I'm
what
like.
What if I shave my beard and my dreads off, and I just had like.
You would look different.
I'd be like a different person.
I, by the way, speaking of different person, I now have dark hair.
Yeah, you do have dark hair now.
And what do you think of that?
What do I think? Asking me these questions on mic? Wow.
Yeah.
I think it's wonderful. Uh-huh. I think you look very beautiful.
Thank you. If you shaved your dreads off, I would think you looked very handsome.
No,
I don't care.
It wouldn't be like you're very you because
I do not love your dreads. I love you.
I know you love me, but you would look at me and you're like,
Yeah, that's what I do when you shave off your face and you look like you're 19, and I don't. It's not my favorite, but
it's not my favorite.
Okay. But I love you, and I still think you're wonderfully handsome and wonderful.
Okay. I think you're beautiful with dark hair, light hair, all kinds of shades and flavors
there
and curls. Thank you, Anastina.
Thank you, Anastina.
Are not enough to sum up what I feel.
I don't have any friends here. My mom left. I feel like stuck here.
I'm not looking forward to being alone with you.
That was the meanest thing to say right there. Let's stop right there.
What?
What'd you say?
It was at this moment that he knew. He fucked up.
What are you doing? You have this woman over here who has a baby in her belly. And she now doesn't want to be alone with you? You have my baby
what?
In your
and
stomach?
And you're trying to tell me it's because he shaved his dreads?
I'm not telling you that. I don't think that at all.
I don't think it has anything to do with anything.
I said keep in mind that she is with
big
this.
Big deal. It's a hair.
I understand, but when she
like,
left.
She
left somebody different.
Back up for a second. I'm quite concerned that you put so much into your hair. I really don't care.
100% part of someone's persona.
I'm
not talking about just hairstyles.
I understand
I'm talking
that
about dreadlocks.
Okay, but for me, like, it's not going to make me feel any different about you.
You don't know.
Okay. Okay. I expect one day you will have shaved your head.
Nope.
And you're not going to tell me.
At this age, I will never shave my dreads off.
Oh.
I will never not have dreads.
Okay. Interesting. So if your whole top of your head goes bald.
That's not going to happen.
You're going to have.
That's not going to happen.
Oh, okay.
I might get a little thin over on the corners.
Okay.
Also have dreads.
Noted. Okay.
Yeah.
That's fine. You can do whatever you want, though. It will not change anything as to how I feel.
I know. I would hope not, but it would definitely change the way you perceive me.
No.
I disagree.
Okay.
Like wives, like if you're talking like a big,
I just made my hair a completely different color.
You did.
Do you perceive me differently?
Every day when I walk in the door, I'm like, it's different.
Every day meaning this has been 2 days.
I look at you in the kitchen when I walk in the door. I'm like, oh, that's different. That's my wife. I know, but that's different.
Okay.
I keep those internal monologues to myself.
Huh.
I like it. I like you.
That's exactly how I feel. Uh-huh. That's different, but yeah. I like you.
But it's changed the way I perceive you.
How?
I don't know. Just you look like Devin or something. Like you look like a... Not like, you don't look like
Devin. Thank you. I'll take that.
You don't look like Devin, but like Devin's dark hair.
She's pretty.
And like, you know, she wears her red lipstick and whatnot. And whatever, but it's okay. Different. You know, I just normally don't see a brunette in my kitchen. I see lighter hair. That's all. Mm-hmm. So it's just different.
Okay. I love you. All right, let's continue. This is like, we're going off the rails here.
This whole podcast is off the rails.
That's so mean. Oh, God. That was rough.
Why don't you just go ahead and hit him with the you're not my soulmate?
I feel like you don't really know me at all. Don't understand me.
I'll be okay. I love
She's
you.
She's also like I wanna be good really pregnant.
I promise. But don't leave me.
Yeah.
I don't know what's going on. I'm so confused.
I'm confused.
I'm confused too. Like, me too. Baby.
I love her. We love each other. I will make you happy, okay?
Like, I want to just do the right thing and, you know, try to be like a family, but I just feel like this is going to be really, really hard
for all these months. And I've really been looking forward to building our new life here. But we hyped up our relationship so much. And I don't know if this is what I really wanted.
Yeah, I don't think the expectations and the reality of what you got.
I don't think it has anything to do with his dreads.
Nick. No, I don't think it's all it has to do with his dreads. I don't think
it has nothing to do with his dreads.
Okay, fine. Nothing to do with his dreads. Fine. Sorry. I'm totally wrong.
She is pregnant and she's in Ethiopia. And her mom is leaving, and she's emotional because this is a whole different world, and she doesn't have a place that has a bathroom. She doesn't have a place that has a kitchen.
Speaking of that, let's see into the next.
You're so excited for this baby, but how are we going to actually take care of it? I can't live in a place that has no bathroom and no kitchen.
Listen to me. Shut up.
I'm not staying here.
Oh, my God. I'm done.
I'm done. Those are like...
No, he's not. He didn't say it with authority.
You said I'm done with authority to me before.
Yeah, and I ain't done. And it's not like I'm done with the relationship. I was done with the conversation. We're still married, so...
Ow.
Oh, did you hurt
yourself? Like I hurt myself just laughing just now. Ouch. Jesus.
Yeah.
Last but not least.
All right. This is my
best. Okay, wait. No, yeah. Mm. We all know who this person is. Mm-hmm. So, right? Now, when the audience hears this song, fucking please draw the line to this shit before I can. Because I don't. There's no way.
Are you kidding me?
No.
Do you know what this song means? No, keep playing it.
What?
Keep playing it.
We all know what it is. Naughty by Nature, OPP. Other people's property. Other people's pussy.
Pussy.
Other
it's not property. What are you, nerd? It's pussy. He's down with OPP because he had sex with someone else. You're welcome. It was good.
Okay. Well, I guess I have to give you that.
Other people's property. That's like the nerd version.
Yeah,
of the song.
I guess I grew up with. I never like. Yeah, I don't think I ever called it other people's pussy ever.
It's sort of like another name to call a kitty.
Oh, I know what the song was about, but I never, ever, ever, ever called it OPP other people's pussy. Never.
But that's what. That's what.
But I always
it's sort
said
of
OPP
like another way to
property.
Call a cat a kitty.
Yeah. I understand.
Do you understand what that is? That's a pussy. Because like pussycat. Oh my God.
Thank you, Christy, so much for your...
Other people's property?
Yeah.
Are you saying a woman is someone's property? Are you saying that's better? Because...
Oh, brother, this guy stinks!
I will take...
Seriously?
What does other people's property mean then?
It was the clean version of
OPP. But what's the property stand for?
That was a clean version.
A clean version. So property is the woman?
Yeah.
I would argue that's...
sexist as fuck, or whatever you want to call it.
A worse version.
Probably. But not when... Probably? Not when back
property?
Then.
Property? Like, do I own you? Do you own me?
Yeah.
Yeah, you do? Oh, okay. Other people's I've never heard that.
Nick's got a pet a corner.
Good change of subject.
Yeah, change of subject.
We're getting sassy tonight. Like
this
it.
Fucking podcast is totally off the rails. Worst.
We should totally delete it.
Delete it. Anyway, so Binion is wearing this top.
Tim and Melee says who we're talking about.
Oh, shit. So, yeah, I guess I don't have a petty corner then. I was going to talk about Binion's top.
What's wrong with his top?
It has fucking holes in it. They're pretty bad. This came to my mind when I kept arguing with you. I wanted to change the subject.
I feel like I'm like holding us together tonight.
You totally are. You 100% are. You're the glue.
Which I never do.
For this whole thing.
All right. All right. This is a short one. So this is after this fool. I had a lot of things to. Actually, my initial loser by Beck was for Tim. But
oh, boy.
I only have a half a page on this because. I don't really
Do we care. Talk about a taxi then before we get there? You're just going to talk about the job then.
No, I'm going to first talk about the fact that this was like right after he told the dad. And he's like, now it's time to put action around this. Okay. First step, get a job. What's he going to do? Go to the employment agency. This fool. All right. You want to talk about the taxi?
No, I'm going to talk about his shirt.
I don't remember his shirt.
It was like a big, basically flannel button up. Like that's not a. Job.
Interview shirt.
Yeah, it's not an interview shirt.
So he calls a taxi.
Yeah, and then a bike comes. Motorcycle.
Motorcycle.
Motocicleta.
He pretends to get on, and he's like, no.
He's like, I'm not cool with this. I'm not cool with this. It's kind of cool. I'm too close to your butt. Get it off.
I think he was afraid of falling off.
I'm kidding, yeah. Have you ever been on, yes, you have, actually. What am I talking about? We went on a bike in Hawaii. Like,
yeah, it's fine. But... Then he waits for the car. The car comes. That's beside the point.
Clip.
To an employment agency to hopefully find a job that'll maybe allow me to start a life here like I'm planning on.
Yeah. You haven't quit your other job, mister. So take that.
He's going to go dress like that?
That's true. He does have no job.
Job interview?
Yeah. Is this an interview or is he getting like his work license? He should tell her what his real skill is.
Dipping his cheese stick?
Dipping his cheese stick in other marinara sauces.
How would you describe him?
Dopey.
Cheater. Mm-hmm. I would
down with
hey,
OPP.
Bro, let's play a game.
Yeah, you know me.
Let's play a game. Okay. Christy.
Do I like Tim? No.
Can you describe me in 3 words?
Oh my god. Okay. I will, but can I just say, as an HR professional who's done a lot of interviews, that's the GD dumbest interview it's question
pretty bad
in the
question.
World. But his answer. P.S. was worse. His answer was finances, teamwork. That was 2 things. He couldn't even do 3.
I think he had. Did he have another one? No.
No, he didn't. Maybe. No. I would say you are loving, handsome, and kind, and funny. That's 4 things.
That's 4 things. Okay. Do you want me to
and
do
giving.
Some? Whoa.
And
we
helpful.
We don't need to do that.
And wonderful. Okay.
Okay.
What would my 3 be? Go.
Passionate. And I would lump passionate and sassy in the same.
Okay.
In the same.
Fair.
Bowl
I like it. Mm-hmm.
There.
Mm-hmm.
Extremely loving.
Okay.
What?
Yeah, I am.
You are.
Okay.
And I don't know.
Talk.
What? No, I'm trying to think how I can say that you think you're funny.
Oh my god. I take back my you're funny.
No, you are funny, but you always seem to think
it's my best quality.
You need to tell me that you're funny. That's why
because...
you're not funny.
Okay.
All right. Anyway, finish this.
Before you even went there, you got to have your documents. Yeah.
Oh,
was a
he doesn't have a worker's permit. This is the whole
you know,
point of this whole GD thing. This is why I was going to do loser.
It took another
ignorant to it
TLC fail.
That, Oh, what? This is Colombia. I'm an American. I won't have any problems finding a job.
What the F do you think you are?
Yeah.
I'm just going to roll into another country and get a job.
It's just another TLC fail. We should have
a... No, it's not a TLC fail. It's a Tim fail.
No, it's a TLC fail. They set him up to do this shit.
He already has a job, by the way.
Yeah.
And he's an IT person, so can he do that remotely?
Should be able to.
I had somebody today who wanted to work remotely from Sri Lanka.
What?
Yeah, it doesn't work like that, but...
Wait, are they working from home now?
Everybody's working from home.
And she wanted to work, or he or she wanted to work from Sri Lanka?
Sri Lanka.
Don't you have to go quarantine? And like,
okay, so there you go. Why do you want to go to Sri Lanka? So this is the thing people do.
What's the time difference there?
But still, I don't know. This was late in the day. But I'm just saying, they're not trying to get a job in Sri Lanka. They're trying to keep their same job.
Scenes from the next, Tim and Melissa.
I feel like I'm sacrificing everything.
I didn't ask you to come here and sacrifice everything. He minimizes my sacrifices, especially when he's not being completely honest with me.
I just get so pissed off sometimes.
And then he stormed away.
Okay, bye.
Listen.
Scenes from the next, Jenny.
Oh.
They should want you to be happy, and if it's with Jenny, then that's what they should want.
I have a song picked out for them, but...
I love Jenny, and... I'm ready to fight for her.
What was your song for Jenny?
Something in the Way by Nirvana.
I don't know that song, so I know of it, but I don't know. I couldn't. But anyway, all right.
I love you. I feel like this episode, if anyone wanted us to continue, they are going to change their mind after this.
Yeah, they probably would. Like, I don't want to listen to like two fucking fools anymore.
Are just bickering.
God, yeah, because that's what people say. Like, you guys trigger me when you argue.
Yeah.
And we argue like the whole episode.
But I love you. I love you. I love to argue because it's about a program.
Yeah. Silly.
It's fun. Super and my silly. Songs were really good choices. I just. Can someone tell me that they were with me on my wavelength?
No, I guarantee that the comments will be. No higher than 3 out of 5 for any of them. For it.
Okay.
Unless they're just going to lie and say, yeah, I love Christie's pigs.
No one ever does that. I get more hate than anything. That's fine.
I apologize for all the arguing and talking about stopping the podcast. I definitely, we said we weren't going to do that.
We're not going to stop the podcast. Okay.
No. You. We said we weren't going to talk about it. No, we're definitely stopping the podcast. We're not going to talk about it.
We're taking a break while the show takes a break, and then we'll reassess.
Let's reassess. We're going to finish the season like I said I would. I'm not going to rate and dig on that. I will finish the season.
Okay, I love you.
That is it for us today, and we will leave you with a...
YouTube.
Thank you for doing this.
I can't do it. We'll do it live.
It really is important for our marriage, and I appreciate it.
We'll do it live.
It is
important.
It really is helpful for us.
Do it live. I'll write it, and we'll do it live.
I'm just...
There you go.
I'm tired of all this.
That's tomorrow, and that is it for us today.
I picked songs. I did so much work.
Oh, I love you.
Love you, too.